Healthcare is the fastest growing sector of the wage economy in New Mexico, and two recent reports suggest expanding the state's Medicaid program would add 10,000 jobs per year. That's putting pressure on Governor Susana Martinez to include 170,000 low-income adults in the federally subsidized health insurance program that is run by the state. But a quarter of New Mexico's residents, mainly low-income children and seniors, are already enrolled. And some officials are warning the governor that expanding the program would spell fiscal disaster. It sort of felt like a party at a recent health fair at the Rio Arriba County Health Commons in Española. And perhaps it is something to celebrate when you can get lunch, hear some mariachi music by El Trio de los Gallos, and get immunized against pneumonia and whooping cough for free, all at the same time. Nevertheless, Henrietta Gaines was a little hesitant about the shots.
It hurts. I'm just afraid of needles. And this is really, really a great idea.
Gaines had heard about an increase in whooping cough cases and says she's going to bring her 18-year-old son to the fair to get his shot, too.
And it's not a laughing matter. Okay, the pneumonia, I'm asthmatic, and I think I need to get it. And now that they're saying they're doing it here, I'm one of those, get it done, hurry up, give it to me, and so I can go.
But it's not that easy all the time for people living here. A recent county analysis found 75% of health care expenditures were made outside Rio Arriba County, meaning most patients travel to other counties to see the doctor. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate is higher than the state average, and nearly one out of four residents doesn't have health insurance. So putting multiple agencies under one roof is part of an effort by county officials to make healthcare more accessible and to increase efficiency by getting different organizations into situations where they have to work together on a regular basis. It didn't used to be like that.
First of all, Rio Arriba used to be known for providers not working together.
Lauren Reichelt has been the director of Rio Arriba County's Human Services Department since before the state-of-the-art Health Commons building was built.
And so my office was in my boss's car, and we had all the files stored in boxes in the trunk, and we just drove up and down. And then they had me in a building that I came to work one Monday, and it had collapsed over the weekend.
Now, the State Department of Health, the county, and organizations like El Centro Family Health share offices and exam rooms at the Health Commons. It's given them the opportunity to be up in each other's business all the time.
We're mixed up by function. And that means we work together and we get to know each other and we build trust. And so it's really improved our rates of referral between agencies.
But how the state would pay for an influx of adult Medicaid recipients is exactly what has some people concerned about expanding the program. The economy isn't doing so well in New Mexico. The state was recently ranked worst in the nation by Bloomberg.com. 50,000 jobs were lost during the recession, but employers are hesitant to hire, and fewer than 3,000 jobs have been gained. The federal government pays $4 for every dollar the state pays for current Medicaid recipients. And while the feds would pay for the entire expansion until 2016, New Mexico would be on the hook for 10% of those new costs by 2020. According to the Human Services Department, that could mean $500 million in increased Medicaid spending in 7 years, on top of the $1 billion the state already spends annually.
But we have to understand the big picture as well.
Democratic Representative Benray Lujan argues it would be a big mistake not to expand the program.
What's happening with those hidden costs that are hitting people today? That's all that we're looking for, is how we can make sure that we're looking for a healthier New Mexico and that we're able to do it in a smart way.
Officials from the Martinez administration were unwilling to grant an interview on tape for this story. However, a Human Services Department spokesman said in a written response, quote, "We must weigh all of the considerations at hand, including how we best provide services to those most in need. There are still many questions that need to be answered by the federal government before any final decision can be made," end quote. Meanwhile, at least one health insurance provider is placing a bet. Blue Cross Blue Shield is planning their first unit devoted specifically to managing care for Medicare and Medicaid patients. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.